I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Both of Vermont's U.S. senators voted against William Barr's nomination to be the nation's next attorney general today. Barr was confirmed on a 54-45 vote. Both Senators Bernie Sanders and Patrick Leahy voted no. Leahy, who serves on the Senate Judiciary Committee, has said he's concerned about the way Barr may oversee special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Leahy also has concerns about what he calls Barr's, quote, deferential view of executive power. The Vermont League of Cities and Towns is calling for a 4-cent increase in the state's gas tax. Town and city officials say the revenues would fund needed increases in municipal highway budgets, but Governor Phil Scott won't be encouraging lawmakers to move forward with the increase.
I'm not in favor of an increase in the gas tax at this point in time, no.
Municipal officials say local highway budgets aren't keeping pace with the rising cost of highway maintenance. The EPA today released its national plan for addressing water pollution from PFAS chemicals. Environmental groups criticized the EPA plan for not moving fast enough to protect the public, but Agency of Natural Resources Deputy Secretary Peter Walk says Vermont has been out in front in regulating the contaminants.
As soon as we discovered PFOA in Bennington, we underwent emergency rulemaking to require cleanup, and we believe that puts us, Vermont, in a better position than waiting for the federal government to take action.
Vermont's drinking water standards are more stringent than the federal EPA's. The sole finalist in the University of Vermont's search for a new president was on campus today. Suresh Giramella is the executive vice president for research and partnerships at Purdue University in Indiana. Giramella would take over from outgoing UVM president Tom Sullivan. He says he's excited to work with alumni and donors to secure more funding for UVM.
President Sullivan's done a great job over the last few years, and I'm certainly going to do my best to continue that trajectory and broaden the number of folks we reach.
The school's Board of Trustees is scheduled to evaluate Giramella at a meeting tomorrow. 110 people died of an opioid overdose in Vermont last year. That's according to preliminary data from the Vermont Health Department. Overdose deaths rose by 2% compared to 2017. Health officials note that's a significantly lower rate of increase compared to previous years. The department states that 75% of overdose deaths involved fentanyl. The forecast tonight, chance of snow showers west after midnight, lows in the teens to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, snow showers changing to rain showers in the valleys, highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s.